We continue with the question, why should we hire you? If you already have work experience, you can quantify. You can give numbers to it. See, when you already have work experience, then quantifying will help, right? You give a number. That's what. And when I say you give a number, that you help increase the sales by 20%, right? So you're quantifying. You can express your unique skills that separate you from other candidates. Definitely, somewhere you have to prove yourself to be exceptional compared to others. To have a deep belief in the company's mission and you feel a sense of connection with the company, you can express this while being interviewed. Somewhere, when you go for the interview itself, or even if it's online or via telephone, the way you communicate, it will make them feel that you are already a part of that organization. Your tone, your enthusiasm is one aspect, but you are so well-read and so informative about this organization. That means you have ample of information. You really know a lot about this organization. That is what you have to incorporate while you're giving answers. Then they will feel, my gosh, she or he knows so much. Of course, you could have a friend out there working in that organization. You can have someone who's referred you. So the person who's referred you is also someone who has worked there for 8 to 10 years. So the idea is that you kind of have developed a bond with that organization without working there. And that bond, which you feel, that connect which you feel with that organization, is very visible in your answers. So you can also focus talking about the future goals and remember to talk about yourself because many people at times only talk of the benefits they can provide. So you know what? Also talk about you as a personality. Because your personality type to a great extent will also be the defining factor whether you need to be hired or not, whether you should be hired or not. So your personality is of great importance. How you conduct yourself through your personality, that will be very evident. So talk about yourself, talk of the future, talk about what you've done in the past, which can help for a better future in the organization, which can prove to be beneficial to you too. You can talk of all of that. Then the next question is, why do you wish to leave your current job? So you can always say, I have had considerable amount of experience out here, and now I feel, or I've had considerable amount of experience in that organization. Now I personally feel I'm ready to work towards new opportunities and ready to take probably even a new role. So they think, firstly, remain positive while answering this question. Do not discuss anything negative, please. It will reflect very poorly on you. Don't say anything which will make them feel you are not a worthy candidate. I've told you before, and I'm telling you again, the moment you criticize someone, it reflects poorly on you. Refrain from discussing your personal issues that you have faced in the past with colleagues or co-workers. See, every person who has worked or is working will have certain differences of opinion, will have certain issues which will be difficult to handle. There will be instances where you can't seem to relate with the person or the people in your team. You do not see eye to eye. That means there are very differences. But you do not have to discuss all these issues. That's it. You don't need to. You just talk of what are your plans for the future? What are you really looking for now? You've got enough exposure in this field out here. What further can be done? You focus on all of that. Also, you can mention that you've progressed in your current job as much as possible, which can be the reason, no? You can also mention that though you have gained valuable experience at your current job, transitioning to a new role will allow you to further develop your skills and move forward in your career. So when you talk of further develop your skills, you will have ways and means to just see to it that your skills are letting you progress more and more and more towards achieving. Sorry, your skills are letting you progress more and more towards success, more and more towards a positive outlook, and you are ready to just take on as far as your career is concerned. Next, what is your expected salary? So sometimes a candidate says negotiable. Sometimes a candidate says as per the market trends. So this type of a question may seem awkward to answer because you may be keen on getting the job, but you may or may not be aware whether or not the company may really be able to hire you. So the moment you say negotiable, what happens is they know that you're somewhere being flexible. Also, when I say as per the market trends, and what does it make them feel? It makes them feel that, well, you're willing to accept whatever the trend is in the market as of today. You can also say, as far as I know, and then you put it forward. So, you know, when you put it in this manner, as far as I know, that means you're aware to an extent what is it that it can be in terms of salary or package. So it is best to put forward that you first need to understand the scope of role in the organization. So nothing wrong if you at that juncture say negotiable, but you also say, but I would like to know what exactly will be my roles and responsibilities. I want to know what will be my work per se. And nothing wrong with this, because when I say roles and responsibilities and work, what exactly? Of course, you know what, there will be variation in the sense what they tell you, and once you join, there could be more work. But, well, it's really up to you how your mindset and your approach is, right? If the interviewer is forthcoming about the budget, then they will want to know whether it meets your expectations or not. Well, at times the interviewer may put in certain details as to what is it that they can really offer as per that organization. Sometimes they may say as per the company's policies, rules, regulations, this is what it is. Then it is really up to you whether they are meeting your expectations or not. My personal view is that do not give any kind of commitment right away as far as salary or package is concerned. But at the same time, you can tell them that, is it okay if I get back in a day or two? But you must then get back. Or you can say that I just need to really think over, and it's not a bad option, right? So you can express it in a positive manner. Well, it seems feasible. You can say it in that manner. But then it's really up to you. It is also appropriate to give a salary range from the interviewee's point of view. When you give a range, then of course, then eventually you will get paid as per the lower range. When I say a range of 10 to 12 lakhs per annum, then there's a difference between 10 and 12. Then say they'll say, okay, we're willing to give you 10. So be careful. Also, it is very important that if the interview gives a budget that, look, this is what we really, you know, give in terms of package or salary, we do not exceed this. This is our budget. So then it is really up to you. So I personally feel never say no, but you could think it over and then decide. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? This is, of course, asked, but they also want to say that what are your future plans? So you can discuss what will be your contribution, your role, and your progress in the organization. This is the first aspect, that in these 5 years, firstly, what will I do for the organization? Don't keep thinking, what will I do for myself? What will I do for the organization? How your professional goals align with the workplace? And this can be discussed with your long-term career goals. Alignment of goals with the workplace is necessary, because wherever you work, certain goals which you put forward, they have to be achievable, And those goals will also, in the long run, help you to meet your further goals or your future goals. So alignment of goals, that means my thought process, my views, according to the goals required by the organization. All these are aspects that have to be looked into. Furthermore, you can emphasize on the competencies and hope to learn and improve upon. None of the answers should show lack of ambition and vision. Your dynamism and enthusiasm should be clearly expressed. When I say you emphasize on the competencies, that means you also have to understand that you have to let them know that you're competent enough to work here, you're competent enough to really achieve the goals, you're competent enough to progress and improve. Very important that you prove yourself to be a dynamic candidate. That vision, that goal, that long-term goals, sorry, that vision, that mission, the long-term goals, the short-term goals, how enthusiastic you are, your ability to be dynamic, all that will come through the answers. All that will be expressed through your tone and your ability to ideally have an impact on the interviewer. This is the time you create a first impression. The first impression should be an impression which is long lasting for them, because they should feel that we really are impressed by the interviewee and we are ready to call him for the second or third round, or if it's the third round, then we kind of take a decision. But this depends on you. Conclusion. Any interview can help you to improve your chances of getting a job, and one can identify what the recruiters are looking for by researching the organization. Definitely, we've discussed this, that you have to research. The candidate has to have an understanding of the skills, attributes, qualities, and to be able to elaborate on the information in a convincing manner. I need to influence the mindset and attitude of the interviewer. I need to influence the mindset in such a manner that there's a complete change in the thought process with whatever I'm saying, and they agree to what I'm saying. You can conclude the interview by expressing gratitude. So once you're done and you get up, you can say, "Thank you so much. It was nice meeting you." And you give a firm handshake. A firm handshake, not a handshake where you feel that, "Oh my gosh." Okay? That handshake is to be firm, and that when you actually thank them, "Thank you so much." So you're emphasizing, you're appreciating that they've spent the time. You are in gratitude, and that is important. And that will leave a lasting impression with your valuable insights and commitment. Your dedication and commitment towards your work will show up with the way you speak. And lastly, the quote by Albert Einstein, "In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity." You may feel that things are difficult, you may feel that this interview is challenging, but there is an opportunity there. It is all up to you that when opportunities are there, how do you really take those opportunities? I'm not saying grab the opportunity. It's good to be ambitious, but it is also important that you make use of that opportunity. You learn to take that opportunity since it is there. We've completed this chapter. Thank you.